To rank well on search engines, you need to establish topical authority. When search engines can recognize you and your blog as a subject matter expert, that allows you to outrank more popular but less focused blogs. So let's talk about some effective tactics to become a topical authority and then how that will help you have a successful blog.
And now it's time for some more DIY SEO tips with Jennifer Regina.
Okay, so what is topical authority? Topical authority is the concept where a website strives to be the expert in a particular subject matter. The content has a clear focus and is written by someone knowledgeable in the area. Okay, how does topical authority impact SEO? Now, we talked about this briefly in the start of this, but basically, if search engines have a really good understanding about the topic of your blog, then it's going to be easier for it to rank for terms specific to that area. So being a topical authority makes it really easy for the search engines to say, okay, this person is an expert on this topic. So if somebody is searching for this particular topic, it's going to be better for me to send them to this very focused site as opposed to a large site that has some information, but they are not the subject matter experts. Okay, now let's talk about how you can build topical authority. The best way to build topical authority is to create consistent content. This might not be the answer you're looking for because this is not a shortcut, but the best way to do it is just to create content consistently about whatever the topic is that you are looking to be an expert in. It takes time. You need to be patient and be consistent. And if you keep creating content about the same topic, then that is what will happen. You will end up being the topical authority on that subject matter. If you have issues staying consistent, we did just put out an article on how you can batch content, which can help you stay more consistent. I will add a link to that if you're interested in learning more about it. But basically, to build topical authority, you need to create the consistent content. The more high quality content that you have about the topic, the more your authority will rise. Another way to help build topical authority is to use long tail keywords. So you might have heard this before. There's two different types of keywords, broad keywords or long tail keywords. Broad keywords are really generic terms, whereas long tail keywords are very specific. So it's going to be a longer phrase because it's more specific. The broader ones are normally only one or two words because they're very generic. So for example, instead of writing an article about camping, you can write an article about trailer camping in Yosemite. So the type of camping is specific, the location is specific, it's a lot more specific than something really broad like camping. So the more specific that you can create your articles, the better it will be for your topical authority. Let's talk about on-page optimizations. You always want to make sure that you're including on-page optimizations. Creating consistent content and creating content specific about your authority is great, but if search engines can't see those pages, if they aren't optimized to be able to be ranked in search engines, you're not going to get the benefit. So it always makes sense to do your on-page optimizations. And if you want a full list on the on-page optimizations that you should be looking out for, we do have a guide, and I will include that in the show notes as well. So to get that, either click on the video description, or if you're listening to the podcast, just click on the show notes. Let's talk about topical authority versus niche authority. Okay, so is topical authority the same thing as niche authority, or what is the difference here? Now, these two topics do have similarities and overlap. A niche is referring to a very narrowly focused field. whereas topical authority can be a broader area of expertise. So if you really want to speed up the process in becoming an expert, you can choose a niche, you can make it hyper-focused, but you don't necessarily have to become an authority on the topic. Now let's talk about topical authority versus domain authority. Now these are two very different things with very similar names. So topical authority, as we've been discussing, is just talking about a website having a very specific subject matter so that they can be the expert in that field. Domain authority is actually a metric that's created by Moz where they're trying to rank the overall assessment of your website. Increasing your topical authority is just a good strategy to try to improve your search ranking. It does not actually do anything to change your domain authority one way or the other. That is a completely separate ranking system. So if you want to outperform larger blogs, make sure that you have a clear focus. This is going to help search engines know when your site should be ranked higher than a more popular but less focused site. I hope this helped, and if it did, please subscribe. Thanks. Happy marketing.
Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed this, please subscribe. This episode was brought to you by ClearPath Online, a DIY SEO tool for your website.